You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
If you don't know me, my name is Gavin. I would love to meet you. And I'm also one of the leaders for the junior boys. And I'm going to be continuing us in our series, which is called At the Table, where Jesus teaches and feeds. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about three tips to help you set the table for Jesus. So we're going to be going into what that looks like and how we can be in Jesus' presence more. So if you guys want to open your Bibles now, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42 tonight. But I actually want to start us off at the beginning of the chapter to give us some more context into the passage and help us fully understand what's going on here. So we're actually going to start in verse 1, verses 1 to 8. So if you could turn there with me, Luke 10, verses 1 to 8. It says, "After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you." So we see here that right now we're in a time of Jesus' ministry where he and his disciples are, they're going out and they're entering people's homes to eat together and to, it says harvest, which is to share Jesus' teachings with them and to invite people to follow him. But we see that they are doing this at the table. Jesus is telling his disciples to stay with them for long periods of time and to eat and drink with these people. And this kind of sets the scene for the passage we're going to be focusing on today, where, as we've been talking about in the last 2 weeks, some of Jesus' most important ministry moments, some of his most important teachings happened around a table in someone's home. So Jesus sends all of his disciples out, and then he does the same, and he ends up at the home of a woman named Martha in verses 38 to 42. So if you guys want to go down to verses 38 to 42, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.'" And I love this passage. It's really short but sweet, and it gets right to the point for me, and it immediately made me think of a very specific experience I've had in my life so many times, so you guys can let me know if you relate to this or not. But when I go back home to visit my family all the way in North Carolina, and we're having guests over at night for dinner or like a game night or something like that, our house turns into like a military boot camp, deep cleaning frenzy before like the guests get there later at night. Is that relatable to any of you guys? Does your mom or dad like make you guys like clean everything before guests get there? I feel like I'll like wake up in the morning and I haven't even like had a chance to like blink the crust out of my eyes, and my mom's like, "Okay, you're gonna clean the floorboards and vacuum the floors and dust the shelves and clean your bathroom." And I'm like, "My bathroom's all the way upstairs. Like the guests aren't gonna be going all the way up there. Like what's going on?" And it's like, it just ends up like me and my mom end up bickering like the rest of the day because She wants me to clean everything, and I don't want to do it. And then by the time our guests actually arrive, we're both just in horrible moods because we've been fighting all day, and we can't even really be present with our guests in the house. But with my mom, I know that this really does come from such a pure-hearted and loving place. She loves people. She loves hosting. She loves kind of fostering a sense of community in our home, and she's really, really good at it. I know that she wants everything to look super clean and nice and perfect so that people can feel totally comfortable and welcome in our home, and experience the love of God in our home. And that's what she strives for. And this is kind of what we see Martha doing in these verses in Luke 10. In verse 40, it says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. And I can picture her like racing around, like sweeping the floors and like stirring the food or whatever she's making, grabbing all like the dirty socks off the floor. And she's like super mad at Mary for being with Jesus and not helping her. And I think it's easy for us to look back on this and be like, Martha, what are you doing? Like, Jesus is right there. Like, he's in your living room. He wants to hang out with you. But I think a lot of us are much more like Martha than we think in a lot of different ways. How often are we so focused on our lives being perfect or not messy anymore before sitting at the feet of Jesus? Or how many of us are so stressed every single day because we're filling up our time with so many things, but we forget to take time to be still and be in his presence. And these days, in 2025, obviously Jesus isn't physically in our homes with us. He's not walking the earth right now, but we have access to him through our Bibles and through prayer. And I think a lot of us are like Martha in that months can go by where we're going to church, we're serving, we're hanging out with friends, and all these things that are really great, but we haven't even cracked open our Bible once, or we haven't spent time in prayer with Jesus. And I know I can fall into that easily too. I know in busy seasons of life, weeks can go by, and I realize I haven't spent time with God. I haven't opened my Bible and had that solo time with him. Sorry, lost my place here. So my first point here is don't get so busy that you are unable to be present with God. Because the thing is, there was nothing really wrong with Martha preparing her house for Jesus to welcome him into her life. But I want to remind you guys that sometimes you need to slow down and be still because Jesus is right there waiting to be with you, but you're too busy to see it. And don't let yourself also be consumed by anger like Martha was towards her sister for how other people are living their lives. Don't be so consumed by that you miss the opportunity to connect with Jesus yourself. We need to look at Mary as the example because what is she doing this whole time? It says in verse 39, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So she's sitting there in front of Jesus, the posture of a disciple, and she's at his feet listening to him while Martha is in the other room missing out. And Mary's just sitting in Jesus' presence and learning from him, and Martha is too busy to do the same. Jesus tells us that the way Mary is living is the way that we should live. He says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And I love that little bit in the beginning where he says, Martha, Martha, because I feel like this is one of those rare moments where we get like a little glimpse of Jesus' personality. I feel like it's easy to see that and like think he's almost kind of being like sassy or condescending. But I actually think he's showing really deep care for Martha in this moment. He's kind of gently redirecting her, saying like, Martha, Martha, like, you're so close, but you're missing the whole point. Like, I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. And all of this other stuff is unnecessary. Jesus is the only thing in our lives that can never be taken away from us. So Why would we focus on anything else? Why wouldn't we want to be in his presence as much as we can? My next point is don't get distracted by things that are not eternal. The house didn't need to be clean for Jesus to be with Martha. The house didn't, the food didn't need to be ready for Jesus to be with Martha. And in the same way, our lives are never going to be perfect. It's always going to be messy. There's always going to be chaos and busyness. But nothing we chase after to make our lives perfect is going to last forever except for Jesus. He's the only thing in this world that is eternal. Our lives do not need to look or be perfect for us to be with Jesus. He meets us right where we are at. He comes into our house, into our life, no matter how messy it is, and he just wants us to sit at his feet and for us to be with him. And I think with this in mind, we also need to remind ourselves to be like Jesus in this passage when it comes to being a light in the lives of the people we know who don't have a relationship with him, who don't know him, because we can get so caught up in trying to push our beliefs and ideas on people who don't agree with us, who don't want anything to do with Jesus. And that can be really frustrating. It can be so frustrating to know that someone you know and love is missing out on the goodness of God. But in the midst of all that, we forget to just simply be with them and show them what it looks like to live our lives fully transformed by a relationship with God. So my third point is invite people to sit at your table and Jesus will do the rest. You see, Jesus wasn't in Martha's house just to preach. He was there to be present, and that's who he is. He's present with us at all times. And I think some of us need that reminder because we live in a culture where Christians are sometimes known for more for what we're against than who we're with. And we want to correct people or fix people or call them out. And yes, there is a place for truth and sharing the truth with the people we love. But Jesus walked into people's lives and sat with the outcasts. He sat with the loners and the sick and the outsiders, and he loved them so deeply. If we want to be like Jesus, we have to start being present, and that means showing up in people's lives before we try to change them, listening to them, loving them, understanding them before trying to be understood, being a model of what life with Jesus looks like. So thinking about your guys' lives, your classmates, your friends, your teammates, sometimes they just need a friend who reflects Jesus by the way you show up and love them. Sorry, I lost my place again. give me one second. Yeah, okay. And when you do that, you're setting the table for Jesus to do the rest of the work. So tonight I want to leave you guys with two takeaways or practical applications as we head into life groups in a second. And the first thing is I want you guys to really think about one way you can be like Jesus by being present with someone in your life who doesn't know him. So think about someone in your life who needs the love of Jesus, who needs a relationship with him, with him. How can you guys be present with that person? How can you invite them to maybe share a meal with you or come to your house or go out to a coffee shop or a restaurant with them? How can you invite them into your life, to your table, and just, share life with them? How can you share the love of Jesus with them? And then second, maybe tonight you're realizing that your life feels a lot like Martha's. It feels chaotic and overfilled and constantly moving. Maybe you've even been doing a lot for Jesus, but you haven't really been with him. Maybe you haven't even been doing a lot for Jesus at all. You've just been distant from him in general. The good news is that he's already in your home. He's already here in this room right now. He's not waiting for your life to be cleaned up or not messy anymore. He just wants you to sit down with him and be still and to be with him. So what would it look like this week to pause and set down all of your distractions and actually spend time with him? And we're heading to summer camp next week, which is going to be super fun. And it's going to be so jam-packed with so many fun activities. But what would it look like to also set yourself up for intimacy with God up on the mountain, to set the table for Jesus and invite him into your life, and listen to what he wants for you as we go up to Forest Home? And me and Claire were talking about solo time and how a lot of times when we ask you guys, I feel like for the past two camps, like winter camp and summer camp, like what some of the highlights have been for you guys, a lot of you have shared that it's been solo time, that solo time has been one of your favorite parts about camp. And we think that's so awesome that you guys really value that time alone with Jesus. And we want to encourage you guys, whether you've been to camp already or this is going to be your first time going up there, we want to encourage you guys to continue to prioritize that time at camp and to really just in the midst of all of the chaos to sit down and ask God, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to teach me while I'm up here? What words or images do you have for me as I'm up here at Forest Home? So we're going to discuss these questions and practice being with God and setting the table for him in our life groups tonight. But before we do that, I'm just going to leave you with this verse, and then I'll pray us out. And after Claire can come up and send us off into life groups. But I encourage you guys to try and memorize this verse or write it down somewhere so that you can see it on a daily basis and read it or pray it over yourself as a reminder to always seek out being in God's presence. And it's Psalm 27, verse 4, and it says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Let's bow our heads and pray. Jesus, I just thank you for this time that we get together to come together as a family, as believers in you, and just worship you together and learn from you. And I pray that as we finish out our weeks, that we would able to just eliminate any distractions that we have, and that you would help us to just sit in your presence and really hear you and hear what you have to say for us as we head into next week, as we head into summer camp. And even for those of us who aren't coming to summer camp, that you would just be right there alongside them, and that they would feel your love so deeply. We pray this in your name. Amen.